Well, hey there, and welcome to Boston Country Oldies on the Michael Burns and Stu Fink Radio Network. Now get ready for an hour of great, continuous, classic country. And remember, whenever you hear Boston Country Oldies, it means Country Oldies time is on your radio. My name is Stu Fink. If I said to you Virginia Patterson Hensley, would you know what I meant? Patsy Cline. You're right, and she'll be here, along with Merle Haggard, George Jones, Leapy Lee, Hank Snow, and, Michael Burns.
Well, thank you, Stu, and it's all coming up on this edition of Boston Country Oldies, brought to you by the No Name Restaurant in Boston, serving Boston's freshest seafood since 1917. The No Name Restaurant at 15 and a half Fish Pier in the waterfront section of downtown Boston is proud to be the official sponsor of Boston Country Oldies. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at Boston Country Oldies, and if you have any requests, make sure you email us at michaelandstu@aol.com, and please check out our website, BostonCountryOldies.com. Well, I'm ready. Stu's ready. Let us begin with Mel Tillis. He wrote it. He sang it. He took it to number one. And I ain't never on Boston Country Oldies.
Well, I ain't never seen nobody like you. No, never have I ever seen nobody like you. Say meet me at 9. I have to hurry, but I'm there on time. I walk right up and I knock on your door. The landlord says she ain't here no more. I ain't never, oh darling, seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same.
You make me do things I don't want to do.
My friends will ask me, tell you what's wrong with you. I ain't never,
oh darling,
seen nobody like you. Whoop, whoop, but I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl. I
love you just the same. Love you just the same. Love you just the same.
I can't stand to see a good man go to waste. One who never combs his hair or shaves his face. A man who leans on wine over love that's told a lie. It tears me up to see a grown man cry. I never go around the room. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. Got a heartache to hide. I'll never go around the room. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. I never go around mirrors, 'cause I've got a heartache to hide, and it tears me up to see a grown man cry.
On Boston Country Oldies, here's Merle Haggard and Proud to Be an Okie from Muskogee.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street, 'cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse,
and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen, and football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
It's Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Dark old cave, Miller's cave.
Way down in the state of Georgia, through the swamps and Everglades, there's a hole in Tiger Mountain. God help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had a girl in Waycross, Georgia, but she had unfaithful ways, made me feel I was unwanted, like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
I couldn't stand the way she did me, couldn't take her low down ways. Before I stay with a cheating woman, I'll go live with the bears in Miller's Cave. I caught her out one
Sunday morning
with a man they call Big Dave.
Meanest man
in Waycross, Georgia. I'd rather fight a mountain lion in Miller's Cave.
Miller's Cave.
cent you'll pay, both you and the day fee. I must see you in your graves. They laughed at me and then I shot them. I took their cheat and scheme and bones to Miller's cave. That woman made me feel unwanted, but I showed her I was brave. Most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they'll never find me 'cause I'm lost in Miller's cave.
Boston Country Oldies with Hank Snow, talking Miller's Cave. Yeah. Merle Haggard, Okie from Muskogee, I'm proud of it too. You know what I'm saying? Lefty Frizzell, I never go around mirrors. The last time I looked in a mirror, my reflection walked away from me. It was terrible. And Mel Tillis, I ain't never. It's Michael Burns and Stu Fink, and coming up, we've got more Boston Country Oldies.
The No Name Restaurant, serving Boston's best seafood, is still alive and well in the waterfront section of downtown Boston. Lobster, clams, scallops, shrimp, sole, swordfish, salmon, Boston scrod. The area's best fish chowder at Boston's best prices. Be sure to save room for dessert. Larger groups and private parties, no problem. There's free parking, dine-in, takeout service, great food. We accept all major credit cards. The No Name Restaurant, 15 and a half Fish Pier, Boston.
617-338-7539.
Find out more at nonamerestaurant.com.
Boston Country Oldies.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s. Old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Gold Cat Gold still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why, I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching.
Boston Country Oldies, here's Conway and Loretta. Michael, answer the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Loretta?
Darling, I knew it was you.
Loretta, there's something I've just got to tell you.
Oh, please, tell me what to do.
And I don't really know how to say this, but I want to tell you that
you gave me the to go on. As soon as I picked up the phone.
No, you don't understand, Loretta. I'm trying to tell you that
the talk is around that we're through.
Yeah, I know. I've heard it too.
Oh, darling, tell me what to do.
But that's just it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I want to tell you that.
I knew you'd tell me they were wrong. As soon as I picked up the phone.
Ah, but it is true. They're not wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Loretta.
You've had all your fun.
And you just got to believe me. I never meant to hurt you.
But I can't believe
this is the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. And it hurts me.
As soon as I hang up the phone.
Yeah, I'll be gone.
As soon as I hang up the phone.
Goodbye, Loretta.
How old do you think I am? He said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said, women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
On Boston Country Oldies, there's a record for everybody, with old dogs, children, and watermelon wine, plus Tom T. Hall, too. That is something for everybody. We had Conway and Loretta. As soon as I hang up the phone, actually, it was a call for Michael Byrne, so don't worry about that. Patsy Cline, the second version of Walking After Midnight. She did that with the Jordanaires. And George Jones asking the eternal question, who is going to fill their shoes? And when you hear Boston Country Oldies, it is truly Country Oldies time on your radio. Stay tuned. Michael Byrne is back next with George Byrne. Yep. They'll both be here on Boston Country Oldies.
Hi, it's JW, and you're listening to the Boston Country Oldies Radio Network.
At a bar down in Dallas, an old man chimed in, and I thought he was out of his head. Just being a young man, I just... just laughed it off when I heard what that old man had said. He said, I'll never again turn the young ladies' heads, I'll go running off into the wind. I'm three quarters home from the start to the end, and I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again, going where I've never been. But old folks and old oaks standing tall just pretend. I wish I was 18 again. Now time turns the pages, and oh, life goes so fast. The years turn the black hair all gray. I talk to some young folks, hey, they don't understand the words this old man's got to say. I wish I was 18 again, going where I've never been. But old folks and old oaks standing tall just pretend. I wish I was 18 again. Lord, I wish I was 18 again.
I know you're tired of being all I ever wanted. You no longer feel the love I have for you. What happens now? What will I do with all the memories and the dreams of all the things we'll never do? But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen, live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you, before you go, how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again. I feel my life has reached an early sign of autumn. In my heart, the leaves are falling.
love is cold. And everything that once was warm and new is gone now, leaving nothing but this hunger in my soul. But I won't mention it again. I won't think about tomorrow. Just let it happen. Live each hour, day by day. But let me tell you before you go how much I love you. Then I won't mention it again. I won't mention it again.
Boston Country Oldies.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue, a little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Oh, 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 the pain. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows.
Ooh, it's a hippie that's happening all over our town. Tearing up the chicks with the message that he lays down. That is what I am.
Boston country oldies with some early Charlie Rich, Mohair Sam, when he was with the Smash record label before he signed a big contract with Epic Records. Leapy Lee, Those Little Arrows in the Air, Don't You Feel Like Cupid? Ray Price, I Won't Mention It Again. And George Burns, no relation to me, by the way, and I Wish I Was 18 Again and Knew What I Knew Now. Are you kidding me? It's Michael Burns and Stu Fink, and coming up, we've got more Boston country oldies.
What do you call a restaurant that has no name? You just call it the No Name Restaurant. And that's it. The No Name Restaurant, 15 and a half Fish Pier, in the waterfront section of downtown Boston. Since 1917, the No Name continues its long-standing tradition of serving outstanding seafood and, of course, the area's best fish chowder, served hot and fresh daily, plus terrific steaks, chicken sandwiches, and salads as well. And be sure to save room for dessert. The No Name has Boston's best Boston cream pie, as well as a bevy of other scrumptious after-dinner treats. Larger groups and private parties, no problem. The No Name restaurant is located at 15 Fish Pier, easily accessible off exit 25 of the Pike Extension. Call Jimmy at the No Name restaurant, 617-338-7539. Open daily for lunch and dinner. And remember, there's always plenty of free parking at the No Name restaurant.
This is Mimi from No Name Restaurant. Come see us for the best seafood and the best coffee.
See their menu online at nonamerestaurant.com.
Like us on Facebook.
Boston Country Oldies.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, "Boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind, 'cause he moves me. Now where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start, 'cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found. And he's living. So down in the mine, without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole, said, "Come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole." They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, "I told you I'd get my man, 'cause he moves me." You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
I got the hungers for your love, and I'm waiting in welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got to hunger for you love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49.
Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Overjoyed, but it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Yeah, I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout. I'm waiting in your welfare line.
Hi, this is Hank Williams, Jr.
And you're listening to Michael Burns and Stu Fink.
The darkness of my world was all cleared away. The flowers are blooming. It's a beautiful day. There's a girl with a heart as big as the sky. She's sunshine and I know why.
All for the love of sunshine. All for the love sunshine. The Lord smiled down on this life of mine and sent me the love of sunshine.
Though sunshine can always make my day seem bright, sunshine can warm up a cold, cold night. I know my sunshine was sent from above, an angel that's filled with love.
All for the love of sunshine.
Summer and fall, the moonlight, the starlight, she outshines them all. In a world filled with fear, with hate and such harm, my sunshine can be. Life of mine and sent me the love.
Boston Country Oldies, All for the Love of Sunshine, and a Hank Williams Jr. song from a movie. Also, Buck Owens, Waiting in Your Welfare Line, and Jimmy Dean, The Cajun Queen. Three great songs, three great guys on Boston Country Oldies. All right, here's a fourth. Another great song and another great guy. Glen Campbell, 1968.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife.
And when you hear Boston Country Oldies, it means it's Country Oldies time on your radio. That's how it is now, and that's how it's going to be next week. So make sure you join us then.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.
about the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to
thanks for listening to Boston Country Oldies, brought to you by the No Name Restaurant, serving Boston's finest seafood since 1917. Be sure to visit the No Name at 15 and a half Fish Pier in the waterfront section of downtown Boston. And be sure to check out our website, bostoncountryoldies.com. That's bostoncountryoldies.com. Boston Country Oldies is a presentation of the Michael Burns and Stu Fink Radio Network. I'm Michael Burns, and on behalf of Stu Fink, thanks for listening to Boston Country Oldies.